a parent will be in my office, say, for example, with a teen. Parent will lament. I wish I could just get her to understand why we do what we do. And we're not trying to be mean. We're trying to raise her well. I just don't think she understands. And if she understood, well, I think our parenting would be easier. It'd be more peace-filled at the house. At that point, I might turn to the young lady or young man and say, would you explain in your own words for the court why your mother does what she does? Why your mother, for example, won't let you have a smartphone yet? And at that point, the kid will take up the mantle, turn to mom, and with articulation far superior to my own, she will say, I know that you believe I think that you're just trying to be difficult, and I realize you're not trying to be difficult. I realize you want to do what is good for me, and this will help me a lot as I get older, and I see the way some of my friends are being raised, and it's not good. And I know that even though I want to do what they want to do, and you're stopping me, in the long run, I'm probably going to appreciate. And she goes on and on and on and on, explaining probably more perfectly her understanding of why her mother does what she does than the mother could do. Now, at that point, I keep in my top left drawer smelling salts. And I go over to mom and put them underneath her nose. And I arouse her after she fainted on the floor, hearing this about into the first minute of it. And I ask mom, what do you think? Mom says, I don't believe it. I mean, she seems to totally understand. And I say, you think she was not being cooperative or battling you because she didn't understand? Yes, I thought if she understood, she'd at least be more agreeable about this stuff. Well, do you think she understands now? Well, unless she was just mouthing the words, at least she seems to understand what I've been trying to tell her. And I said, well, Mom, you are absolutely right. She does understand. She doesn't like it. And she doesn't agree with it. There's where the problem is. This is kind of like the old philosophers who thought if you had proper knowledge, you would have proper conduct. And this is where I think Christianity corrected them. Proper knowledge does not necessarily lead to proper conduct because self-interest is involved, or fallen human nature, as we Christians would call it. So yeah, I can have all the knowledge in the world. I can know completely and totally why I shouldn't smoke. I can recite a beautiful dissertation on all the problems of smoking and still smoke.
Oh, Dr. A, that's different. That's a physical addiction.
But that could I can recite all the reasons why I should forgive my mother-in-law and still not do it. Understanding does not equal agreement. And I think that's a frustration for parents so much. They'll say, how do I get him to listen? How do I get him to see? Well, you get him to listen and see by telling him, but then the next step is not that it's going to be all fixed. Many people will say, you know, my mother-in-law, I can't get her to understand why I homeschool or why I'm raising my kids the way they are. She's always got comments. How do I get her to understand? I go, she probably can understand it. She don't like it. That's different. That's very different. I think it's much easier to make somebody understand than it is to agree if they don't want to agree. I can understand all kinds of things. If somebody says to me, well, I believe that a woman can choose whether to kill that baby in her womb or not. And I can understand their logic, however flawed I think it is. I can understand it. I agree with it. I can understand why kids decide when they're 19 years old to drift from the faith. I can understand it. Doesn't mean I accept it or like it. But that seems to be a misconception that's just so prominent now. If I can get someone to understand me, they'll be more open to agreeing with me. Maybe. But if in the end they don't want to agree with you, no matter how much they understand why you think and do the way you do, then that's not going to happen. And that's so hard for us to accept. Now, I can understand why you don't accept it, but I don't agree with why you don't accept it. So I understand why the folks at EWTN and Abe Maria say, I got to take a break right now. I understand it, okay? They got to have breaks. They got certain time cues they have to have. I got that part. I don't agree with it, but I don't want to take a break. I got more to say.